The Cubs looking to get back to the 500 mark, taking on the Mets. Anthony Rizzo leading off the game for the first time in his career, and I think he kind of likes it, facing Zach Wheeler leading off the game.
Left-hand hitter and a fastball driven in the air to deep center. Back goes Lagares, forget it. This ball is long gone. Back behind the casing of the home run apple. He hit it just to the right of that casing. That's got to be about a 450-foot home run for Anthony Rizzo. His 14th home run of the year, and the Cubs take an instant 1-0 lead. The 3-2 the count, and again, all three runners go. Payoff pitch is low, ball four, and it forces in a run. He went to the slider on 3-2, missed downstairs. Rizzo was driven in both runs. Third walk of the inning allowed by Wheeler, and it's 2-1 Chicago. Knapp batting left-handed. And Wheeler's first pitch. Fastball hit in the air to deep left center. This one's on the way, and it is gone for a grand slam. Ian Happ has made it 6-1 Chicago.
Well, because there's a stat for everything now, we have learned that Rizzo hit the first leadoff homer by a Cubs first baseman since Rick Monday back in 76. Shooting this one in the right, it's a base hit by a diving dude. A run coming on in from third. And heading to third now, Almora to second base. In there, hustling, is Rizzo. The throw from Bruce was behind him. Reyes had to come up to meet that ball in front of the bag. That's a hustle double. It is now 9-1 Chicago, and they're looking at second and third, one out. 2-2 to Duda. Strike three called. Whizzing to the outside corner, two away. It is 12-1 for the visitors tonight. Wine in the 1-2, swing and a miss. He's way out in front of a curveball. The ball is dropped. And Ramirez was just kind of strolling towards first. Now he's tagged out. And he's not really used to that whole component. And the inning ends with some booing. But it's just that one of those nights here at Citi Field. It's been so glorious for the last several days, but not tonight. Cubs 12, Mets 1.
Don Lester gets his 150th career win as the Cubs hammer the Mets 14-3. Lester surrenders just one run in seven innings, tying a season high with 10 strikeouts. Chicago belts five homers as they get back to the 500 mark. Every Cubs starter, including Lester, had at least a hit. Albert Almora Jr. had three of those hits and scored twice. The Mets hammered by the Cubs. Manager Terry Collins spoke after the game.
I told him that, you know, he has absolutely been saving us the way he's been pitching lately. Tonight, didn't have much command. The one guy I had to get out was Lester. Couldn't get him out, and it changes might change the whole outcome of the game, but he was just one of those nights.
I mean, you just said it didn't have much tonight, but when you look at what he's been doing lately, was it strictly the command tonight, or was his stuff also off?
Well, I mean, his velocity was okay. I think his command was off. I saw a lot of balls in the white of the plate. His breaking ball wasn't as sharp, a little bit loopy tonight. This guy's pitched, I don't know how many good ones in a row, and he's going to have a bad one, and tonight was it.
Go ahead, in the back.
Terry, what did you think of Smoker's outing?
Saved us, because we got to burn out a lot of pitching tonight. And I'll tell you, sucked it up and went out there and pitched some tough innings. And I really appreciated it. He did a nice job. He really did a good job to get us through, those three innings. He was out of gas going out there the last inning, but we tried to stretch him as best we could so we didn't have to burn anybody else. He did a nice job.
Go ahead, Dan.
I know they said it was a game situation for Yoenis. Is that something that you would not have done had he not been complaining of the heel last night?
Correct.
But he's okay, though?
Yeah, he's fine, Dan. I just told him I'm not taking another shot. Matter of fact, in the second inning, he stood out in the field for a long time. And as you know, if you got tendonitis, one of the worst things that can happen is just to stand out there instead of, I actually wanted to get him another at bat, and I just said that's enough.
The back, Christy.
So will you stick with your plan, and he'll be off tomorrow, or?
Probably, yeah.
With Zach, could you bring him back early, or are you going to stick with the
Christy,
six?
Christy, I'm going to stay with six. I mean, again, I think we've talked about it before. I mean, we've pushed the health of these pitchers down our throats, to everybody's, and you know, to bring him back after he hasn't pitched in so long and he had a rough night. Just let him take an extra day. You know, we pushed him back the one other time about 2 weeks ago, and he pitched two outstanding games, so we'll just leave him the way he is.
Matt.
Sir, you mentioned before the hit to Lester there. I mean, do you think a moment like that, do you think it lingers with the guy? I mean, he walked the next guy on four pitches. He didn't get anybody out. I mean, do you think that kind of had a carryover effect?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you certainly hope it doesn't. You certainly – but it could, you know. Could you, you – know, all of a sudden, you know, think, hey, I got to get this guy out. When you don't, you might say, oh, you know, it's not tonight. So, but, again, with two outs, I'm thinking, hey, geez, he can still get out of this inning, you know, with and then, you know, when he walked, you know, Monte and Rizzo, you know, and then we know you got problems when those other guys are coming up. So, just again, I had no explanation, just a rough night.
The Mets fall to the Cubs. Jay Bruce spoke after.
Past performance doesn't tell you what's going to happen next. It doesn't matter how good or bad you've been. And we've been playing really good baseball, and we can't let one night ruin what we've had going. And, you know, it was a tough night. But, you know, guys still took good at bats. You know, Lester played very, very well. You know, we played till the end. Everybody grinded out. You know, Duda and Walker, you know, those home runs there at the end. I mean, you know, guys are playing. Guys are still in it. You know, not just, you know, cashing it in. And I think that's important.
Series against the Cubs concludes on Wednesday. Matt Harvey on the Hill.